our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah-ha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, you are. You're so awesome.
No, not that one.
No, not that one?
No. I'm going to get an easy one to start
okay,
with.
Okay. Got a new segment, you guys.
Therein lies the secret, said Scheming Susie. For you see, there is a seven-letter word in the English language that contains 10 words without rearranging any of its letters. What is the word?
Ooh.
I don't know this either.
I'm going to go with therein. Is it therein? Because it was at the beginning of the riddle, and I don't feel like thinking harder than that. So I know it's at least the, he, her, in,
there,
five, there,
rain, air, herein.
Yeah, see, I told you, therein.
Good job.
Right,
you get
new,
1 point.
So this new segment that you've just heard a snippet of, Adam went to a garage sale on Saturday. I was unfortunately unable to go, but Adam won. And bought Mind Trap, which is like, it's supposed to be a game, but it's really just a bunch of riddles on cards.
It's just riddles and like number games and math games. And
and they have recurring characters on the cards. So like Sid Shady's one of them. He's a thief. He dies
a lot. Yeah.
But they're just riddles. They're just like classic riddles. A lot of them are kind of math heavy. The math heavy ones aren't super fun. But the classic riddles are cool.
Sounds backwards.
Anyway, so we thought that, hey, we'd just read these on the podcast.
All right. If you were to step into a sealed room filled with 100% methane gas and strike a match, what would happen?
Nothing would happen. Fire needs oxygen to burn.
Yep. See? See, you have to know some things,
too. You gotta know some stuff.
That's
you gotta be
one.
Smart.
I
that is
that.
A good one.
I didn't even
There's
have
some
to
dumb
at
ones,
it.
Though, too. There's some super dumb ones.
Can't look at them.
I can't see it anymore.
You can't look at it. It's cheating.
I'm not looking.
Shadow discovered Sandy.
Shadow, recurring character.
Discovered Sandy lying on her side in a puddle of water and broken glass.
Oh, no.
When the doctor arrived, he pronounced her dead.
Oh, no.
Since Sandy had no cuts on her body, how did she die?
She drowned?
No, it's an icicle flew through the window.
An icicle flew through the window? That's probably it.
I have no idea.
There could be any number of things she died from. She could have just
pneumonia.
Like had a heart attack.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, drowning. She could have it could have been ice.
I'm gonna say it was an icicle.
Sure.
What's yours?
Drowned.
Drowned. Oh.
What do they say?
Sandy died of suffocation. Sandy is a goldfish whose fishbowl was not.
Oh,
over.
For fuck's sake. That's the dumbest shit. Some of these are real dumb.
Why would you name a goldfish Sandy? That's the worst.
That's a decent name. No, my confusion was I thought we just had a different character named Sandy that was like a grown-up person.
How would you rearrange the letters in the words new door to make one word?
New door, huh?
There's only one correct answer.
New door. Well, it's not wonder, but that comes close. It's not wooden, but that also comes close. New door. I'm gonna go with redwoon.
Redwoon. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Dwenro? Dwenru?
Tweet at us if you figure this out before, if you figure any of these out before we get them, tweet at us and tell us how dumb we are.
Yeah. New door. N-E-W-D-O-R.
New door.
Make one
dwooner?
Word.
Dwooner? Wooden.
One word.
One wonders so close.
One word.
Yeah, I know.
One word.
Oh, fucking hell.
The answer is one word. You arrange the letters in new door to make one word.
How do you do it? You just do it.
Because it's one word.
Just one word.
The letter should be arranged as follows. One word.
Clever.
Fuck you, game. All right, that's it.
That is not it.
No. I think when we get super mad at an answer, then we're done. That's the rules. Because else this would go on forever.
That's true, and we have to have enough for the podcast every week. We only have like 200 cards in
one
there.
One word.
But that's going to exclude the math ones. I don't want... Oh, podcast listeners, he's made an obscene gesture.
Yeah, I have flipped off the mind trap.
You have flipped it off. Give it the bird. Anyway, I think we should skip the math ones on the podcast because they're real mathy. And...
Well, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So I brought a snack out.
Moon in the snack 5 minutes in?
I was at work all day.
Did you not eat the sandwich you
just had a sandwich.
Yeah,
and now
had
I
a
want
sandwich.
I've been looking at these all goddamn week.
What are they?
They're pink guava sandwich biscuits.
Do you want to give a background of what happened when you went to the mall the other day?
I went to the mall, and I went into the International Food Market. And Our favorite store, and I looked at all the things in the store, and anything that I hadn't eaten that was less than $2, or less than $3, I bought.
I mean, not anything. There's probably a lot of spices and stuff.
But I got this. This is Parrot Brand pink guava sandwich biscuits. Also known as Galletas
Reina
de Guayaba Rosa.
You didn't buy, like, most of the candy bars.
I didn't buy most of the candy bars.
Oh, so many candy.
This is 7 grams.
Anyway,
so
do you want to tell everybody what happened after we left the mall that day?
Oh, one of the snacks we ate right away, it was like a sesame candy, and it tasted a little bit exactly like mold.
It tasted precisely, almost certainly, totally like mold.
Yeah.
And my sister, we were at the store the other day, like, I went to an Asian market with my sister, and she's like, oh, I love those, they're great. And I was like, oh, we must have gotten moldy ones, because she said they taste good and not like mold.
Maybe we just got moldy ones.
We also went bowling the other day.
We did, that was fun.
That was spontaneous. We're just like, oh, there's the bowling alley. We haven't been bowling in a long time.
Well, no, I was like, where's the bowling alley? I think it's near here. And you're like, it's right over there. This isn't open, by the way.
See it from where we were standing, but...
this is made of metal!
So I bowled league for probably about 8 years growing up. I bowled five in like elementary and middle school, and then another two or three as a teenager. And I have my own ball, and I have my own shoes. I don't know where either of those are.
Aren't they in your trunk?
No, I think I took them out. I don't know. I might have taken them out. I really don't know.
Ooh.
Hey, I want to smell them before you get to eat them.
Smell it.
Let me smell.
It smells like...
Oh, they smell like grapefruit.
They smell like guava.
They smell like guava? I don't know about that.
It's pink.
Anyway,
it's like
so
a cookie with pink in the middle.
I just used one of the house balls, and it was spaced all wrong and hurt my hand, and I was real mad about it.
You know what this smells like?
And then I decided that I wanted to join a bowling league.
This smells like...
Why are you ignoring everything I said?
Because I'm trying to do our snack.
I know you're trying to do our snack, but I'm trying to stall on the snack. Because I was talking about how we were bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm bad at bowling, so it doesn't...
I, for some reason, had thought you'd bowled before.
I did a couple times. So anyway, these, they smell like... Like fruit juice?
Yeah, they smell like a
Hawaiian
sharp,
punch
like
almost.
Like a sharp fruit juice.
Like Hawaiian punch.
I think they smell stronger than that.
Yeah, but it's got a Hawaiian... This is in Hawaiian punch.
Much
this...
more citric, though. The biscuit is kind of like your... classic, like, tea biscuit. Kind of crackery cookie.
It's like a Ritz, but sweet.
Yeah. They're actually pretty good. I like them.
Mm, it's got an interesting flavor.
The filling is pink. Yeah, this is not a Western kind of flavor.
Mm-mm.
This isn't, like, Oreo's not going to come out with a guava filling.
Mm-mm. It feels very South American.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it from?
They're really good, though.
Indonesia.
Oh, really? Indonesia. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
These are good. I definitely recommend these.
Mm-hmm.
These should be good with coffee.
Maybe with tea.
You think with tea?
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll do one snack now. We have more for later.
We're doing multiple snacks?
Yeah, there's going to be like a snack break in between our segments.
Oh, my.
So we, Holly has offered to be a dungeon master.
I have.
And on Sunday, we had our first meeting of our group. There's five of us.
And I did nothing. I made dinner and I made you help with people that actually
care. Yeah, Holly is the best dungeon master because she just
doesn't do anything at all.
Doesn't do anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she's going to read the whole thing and she's going to dungeon master. The thing is, you can't cook every time.
I can.
As long as it's ready before they show up.
Yeah, I have Sundays off. I can cook and have it ready before.
They just have it ready before.
But the only reason it wasn't is because it was a crock pot thing. That I didn't get started because I didn't get up early enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's five of us. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
Other Adam, who isn't
other
me.
Other Adam.
And then Gully, and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That we know from the game store with his beard.
Dan with the beard and the cool piercings.
Mm-hmm. And then Holly's the Dungeon Master.
And I'm the Dungeon Master. And I'm kind of terrified.
And our
I've never
characters...
DM'd before, and I really want this to go well, and I'm so scared it's not going to.
I think we have a well-balanced team. We have a fighter type. We have a rogue type. We have a wizard type, and we have a cleric type.
I think we might be lacking a little bit on the offensive front.
I...
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fighter. You didn't see me fight yet.
Although, Gully's playing a warlock, and they're pretty fighty.
That's
so.
That's all DPS.
Yeah, that is. That's true.
And Dan said his cleric is going to be an aggressive cleric.
Fighty
too.
Cleric. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm scared. I'm running a module because I can't come up with my own stuff.
Well, I mean, and that's a good way to start, too.
It is, yeah. And I know that back in the day, before D&D was actually popular, people would just run modules with their friends and just figure out the game. So, and Gully reassured me. He's like, yeah, you can make up the rules. Like, if you just don't like the way something is or you want to make a call, just do it.
Yeah, he said the DM guide is very helpful. He said
he left that here for me to check out, too. So I'm going to do that. Wow, that got real Canadian.
Check it out. Oh, I forgot to read the Mind Trap cards in Canadian. We have to do another one.
Oh, we found out that these are Canadian. Yeah, that looks like a short answer.
There are 9 players on a baseball team and 3 strikes make an out and 4 balls make a walk. How many outs are there in an inning?
What?
If there are 9 players on a baseball team.
Yeah.
And 3 strikes make an out and 4 balls make a walk. How many outs are there in an inning?
There's 6. Yeah. That's just how the game is.
Yeah, but they're just trying
That's
to confuse
not a riddle.
You with all the
Oh,
other
they're
numbers.
Trying to red herring it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always 6.
Yeah. 3 per team.
What the hell kind of question was that?
It's Canadian.
Yeah, anyway, these are Canadian. We figured it out because they all, like, refer to Vancouver and, like, and the...
A train goes from Calgary to Vancouver.
Yeah, they're all like
at 380 kilometers.
It's always kilometers. It's pretty sweet.
It's probably Canadian.
It is Canadian. It's definitely Canadian.
So yeah, so D&D. I'm excited.
I'm scared, but excited.
I'm an elf.
I just don't want to mess it up. Now,
I've never been an elven fighter before.
I'm going to set ground rules right away. We're going to stay in character as much as possible. Mm-hmm. We're going to call each other by character names. Things in game will take time, so if there's something urgent about to happen and you guys are making a decision and you don't make your decision fast enough, shit's going to happen. Because I really hate when a game gets bogged down with, well, maybe we should do this. Well, maybe we should do this. Well, maybe we should do this. If it's time sensitive,
if everybody
you're
says maybe we should
go.
Do this, then it's the opponent's turn to do something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so, but I really want to, more than anything, I want it to be immersive, even if everything else doesn't go well. I at least want you to feel like your characters. So it's going to be...
Can I talk about my character?
Yeah, you can talk about your character. I just want to say, like, if you're going to have interactions with an NPC, it's not going to be like, I tell him that I took the last left. It's going to be, I took the last left.
Mr. Scruffy Man. Listen, I'll give you a gold coin if you tell me how to get to the castle.
And honestly, I'm a little nervous about that, too, because I'm really bad at roleplaying.
He's going to do the... Be like Abed.
And
do
and
like
I know,
the...
I know other Adam is kind of shy and nervous about that, because it's tough. Like, if you've never roleplayed before, or you're not used to being in a different character,
or
knowing what
to say. Or you don't know
all
the people. Yeah.
But the advantage is that even if you stumble over your words and say dumb shit, if your character has a charisma of 17, I still have to take that into account. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to blame your character's, like... I'm not going to blame your character's faults on you just saying the wrong
words. Mr. Scruffy Man.
Mr. Scruffy Man. I'm going to make an NPC that's not in the game. The innkeeper's name is now Mr. Scruffy Man.
I will give you 1 gold coin if you tell me where the hookers are.
What is a hooker?
I mean the ladies who hook.
Who? Fisher? Men fish.
The hookers. They do the sex.
Oh, the ladies of the night.
Yeah, the hookers. The prostitutes.
We don't have those here.
Well.
And I'd keep your voice down about asking about those. Because it's illegal.
Do you see my hand signal?
Yes, I see your hand signal. Podcast listeners can't see your hand signal. It doesn't translate
well. That's why it's funnier.
Is it funny? Mm. Is it funny
I
that
guess
way?
You, do you have to explain the hand signal?
Anyway, no, we don't have to explain the hand signal. It's your typical penis and vagina hand signal, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you were going to talk about your character?
I have a high elf who's a noble. His name is Aureole Brightmantle. And he's a fighter. That's all I know about him so far. And his family's killed by dragons.
His family's killed by dragons. We're running a module that family was killed by dragons. That's dragon-centric.
Yeah.
And there's optional backstories you can use, that like optional backgrounds in one of the appendices. And so a couple of players have chosen some optional backgrounds, which I think is cool.
I have to go kill all the dragons. Because,
kill all the dragons.
Because they're butts.
They are butts. It's true. I think one of our other characters, Dan, said he's taking a backstory where he used to be a dragon, and now he's like a shitty half-elf. But he remembers that he was a dragon, so he speaks Draconic, which is probably going to come in useful for you guys. It's going to come in handy. So I don't know if you can speak Draconic with a mouth, like a half-elf mouth, though. Like, I think you have to have like a dragon mouth, don't you?
Because there's wing movements involved.
Yeah, I guess they'll just fake it.
That's a thing from magic.
Yeah,
from the Dragons of Tarkir. Like the dragons.
Oh, I remember that,
the humans can't talk
dragon. Yeah, they
have
to have interpreters.
Because they have to use their wings in a certain way to make the things. Okay. So we have this is a new snack. I'll read the ingredients. I think this is somewhere from China. The first ingredient is haw. H-A-W.
Uh-huh. It's sugar, a fruit. I googled it.
Sugar, water, F-D, and C, red number 40.
Okay.
And these are little cylinders called the haw flakes. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, it's a fruit of some sort. I bought them because they were like a dollar. They come in these little tubes that kind of look like the tubes for like, oh, those smell horrible.
They smell real bad.
They look like the tubes for, what are they? The Necco wafers?
Yeah, okay.
Except they're metal foil and stuff.
And it smells pretty bad. Are you sure haw isn't, durian?
The internet said it was a fruit. I didn't see what kind of fruit it said it was, but okay. Yeah, it smells savory at best. If you open it up, it kind of smells like a prune almost.
Okay. And it's like a little brown disc.
It is a little brown disc. It's very reminiscent of a Necco wafer.
Are you ready?
Yep. Honestly, it tastes like raisins to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like raisins.
It's like a...
like raisins, dates, figs, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it's like a dried fruit sort of thing. It's not terrible. I don't love raisins, so...
I don't love this.
I don't love this, but... I've had worse. Remember those Euro chips?
this is pretty bad.
No, it's not.
It
tastes kind of like fruit leather made out of, like, raisins.
Okay. Fruit leather that's raisins, but more chalky.
Yeah, a little chalkier. I don't know. I wouldn't choose to eat this, but...
I'm going to put this in the garbage.
Okay.
I don't want this anymore.
Okay. Product of China. At least it's not moldy.
Get your shit together, China. All right, what do we want to do next? Top three.
Top three. You said you had a top three?
Top three doctors.
Top three doctors.
See, because we brought this up yesterday, and you said you were going to divorce me.
I didn't. That wasn't real. That wasn't a real thing. I didn't mean it. For real.
Mm. No, I know.
Anyway, I'm not just like top three like physicians. Like top three.
Doctor.
That's where my mind went first. I'm like, I've only had like two doctors.
Dr. Oz the Good Life.
I don't know any other doctors.
Dr. Spock.
No, he wasn't a doctor. Mr. Spock.
No, Dr. Spock, the guy who wrote the books about your kids.
I don't know who that is.
He had, like, baby books.
Dr. Ruth? Is that a person?
Dr. Ruth, that's a good doctor.
That's a doctor.
All right, so we know three doctors.
Those are my top three doctors. top three doctors who?
Doctors who.
Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Who's your number three?
My number three is the seventh doctor.
Yeah.
I like the seventh
doctor. You like old celery?
No, that's five.
Well, that's five. Which one's... Oh.
Seven is the one that has the jumper.
Question mark.
The jumper that I
have.
Yeah,
you have that jumper. You like that jumper.
And he has, like, a hat.
Yeah.
And he's dapper. He was the last doctor before they stopped making the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the late 80s.
My number three is number 10. My number three is number 10. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to include any of the old classic doctors.
Why is number 10
seen enough
your
of
number
him?
Because
he's the guy, you know? Like, he's the guy. He's David Tennant, is who all the modern people think of when they think of Doctor Who, except for Matt Smith. But I'm going to forget that he exists because I don't like Matt Smith. Number 10 is number 3. Number 3 is number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10. 10th Doctor.
So the third Doctor's number 10? Because he's way up there. He's number
two.
Yeah,
no,
on
he's
my
like,
list.
He's top five.
He's number two on my list.
He's number two on your list.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
He has a cape.
Yeah.
He drives a car around.
Yeah.
He hangs out with Lieutenant Lethbridge Stewart.
Lieutenant Lethbridge Stewart.
Uh huh.
My number two is the 9th Doctor. Because he's great. He's the post-war doctor. Like, he's a weird mix of serious and adventurous. Mm-hmm. But he's, like, more serious. I tend towards the more serious doctors, I think. Mm-hmm. Except for 6. Fuck that guy. But...
It's a farce!
But I...
Yeah, but the 6th doctor has ankle armor.
What?
He has ankle armor.
Oh, yeah. Because he's in jail. Or whatever. Imprisoned.
No, he just has... He has, like, things on his shoes that's ankle armor.
Ankle armor?
Yep. Yeah.
Comes
into play.
Do you mean spats?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole different
thing. Ankle armor.
No, they're made of, like, leather.
Yeah, leather armor.
Okay. You win this one. Who's your number one doctor?
My number one doctor?
My answer would change, like, next week, though. Like, I can't.
All of them.
All of them? That's not... Nope. Invalid. Try again.
Okay, I'm going to say...
I think you like 2 a lot.
I do like 2 a lot. I really like him, but I also really like 10.
Yeah.
Because 10 was my... He's my doctor.
Yeah. And he had multiple companions and...
Yeah. Like, I like 9 a lot, but 10 was... He was when I loved the show the most.
He's the guy. Yeah, I think most people... Except for the fucking Matt Smith thing. Like, I do not understand why people like Matt Smith.
He's okay.
I hate Stephen Moffat. That's probably why I hate Matt Smith so much. Because I hate Stephen Moffat's writing. Anyway, my number one doctor is number 8, who only had a movie.
Yeah.
But he was really good, and he had the best TARDIS. Oh, he had the coolest TARDIS. Mm. He had, like, an armchair and a library. And...
Well, that was the 7th Doctor's TARDIS, too.
Whatever. It's a good TARDIS, and he's a good doctor. I thought he was great. He didn't get the airtime that he should have had.
Yeah. He has a ton of books. Like, all the
They should
like
have brought him back.
Stuff.
They should have brought him back for the show instead of having the 9th Doctor, just kept the 8th Doctor on. For the beginning of the show. I don't know why that didn't happen. I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Just because the 9th Doctor, like, after he was done, he didn't really even want to be there.
Yeah, that
kinda
was kind of shitty.
Yeah, he kind of got shitty about it.
But he was good as the Doctor.
Honorable mention to 12.
Yeah.
I think he could be a really good doctor.
If he has some good scripts.
The scripts have just not been there for him.
Yeah,
there's
some good moments in the new season. But
there's definitely good moments.
But
they're not good episodes.
I don't know if it's just the script, but it's like the sound effects. And
oh my god, that's right. I forgot about the silly sound effects.
Yeah, like bonk.
Yeah.
Like,
what is that?
Like you're 8 years old.
Yeah. I think it's because they're...
It's cartoonish.
I think it's because Stephen Moffat's starting to gear the show. And not that he writes all the episodes, but he's still the showrunner.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to gear the show more towards, like, teenagers, early teenagers. It's very fan servicey. It's kind of what he did with Sherlock. It got very fan servicey in that last episode.
Yeah.
Because he'll ruin anything he touches.
Are you done with yours?
Yeah, I've decided to throw away my Hofflakes. turns out that it was not all I wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Yeah.
All right. So that was our top 3.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of overtime work today.
Yeah, you signed up for so much overtime.
So much overtime,
at work.
But just imagine all the money.
I know.
I'm gonna have so much money I could buy so many magic cards.
Yeah. I guess you could do that with your money. Well, we're going. We've decided we're having a trip. Do you remember that we're having a trip?
Oh, in October.
Yeah.
Here's
we're having
our next
a trip
snack.
In October. Okay, we'll get there. We're having a trip in October. We found that there's one day at... So it's festival day. It's the only Friday that the Renaissance Festival's open. All the rest of the time it's weekends. And they're having a festival day on October 2nd. It's the last weekend it's open. It's festival day. It's women's shopping day. And it's Magic the Gathering. And they didn't elaborate on that at all.
Oh, I talked to Bill about that. And he said it's M15. Draft or sealed or something
like
that.
That's funny. I don't care. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
They have no idea what they're talking about.
All right.
But, well, the advantage was you also wanted to be in town that weekend because there was a show you wanted to go to.
Show.
And so we just had an excuse that they were both the same weekend.
We're going to see Gene Ween play.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's also the release day of Battle for Zendikar, so we can go play Magic there, too.
Yes.
At the Mead Hall.
It's not the pre-release, which I kind of would have preferred, but, you know, take what you can get.
I mean, the release weekend's fun.
All right, what's our next snack?
Our next snack is called Gofretti's O'Melon. It's in three different languages. It's a product of Taiwan. And it's honeydew melon cake.
Okay.
And it's packaged. Let's scissor this guy open here. Ooh, okay.
That smell good?
It smells good. It smells like,
I hope I'm not as allergic to it as I am to real honeydew.
So it reminds me of like those...
Moldy?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I think it's something inside.
Let me see.
No, it's inside. I think it's like got green stuff inside.
Oh, yeah, it's like a filling. Oh, probably honeydew.
Yeah. Probably just... So they smell like, to me, like those, like when you get that Danish cookies in a tin. That's what it smells
like. Oh, like the tin that always has sewing supplies in it?
Yeah.
Like that? Oh, they smell very buttery.
Yeah, like butter.
I don't know how well honeydew and butter go together, but...
It tastes like honeydew.
Mmm. Ooh. The cookie part is really dry, though.
The honeydew part is really...
chewy.
It's not as sweet as I was expecting.
Mm-mm. Oh. Oh, I do not like this. The buttery outside, butter and honeydew were not meant to go together.
And it's so dense.
It's really dense.
It's like a crumbly butter cookie around like...
It's not even a cookie. It's like a dense, really dense cake. Oh my god.
It's kind of like a Fig Newton.
I can't eat that.
But super dense.
If you wanted, it's all yours, but... The inside is chewier than that. It could almost be its own chewy candy.
Mm-hmm. But not sweet.
But it's not sweet. Well, I'm not that surprised by that. Western palates tend to expect a lot more sweet than most other ones, so.
That is something. It's interesting.
Yeah. Nutrition facts. USA standard. Serving size. One pot stickers. Servings per container, 8. There are, in fact, 8 cookies in this container. So. Also, yeah, they have no idea what they're doing. Protein. I don't know why they bothered with pot stickers there. All right, ingredients on this one. You ready for the ingredients?
Uh-huh.
Honeydew melon paste. 50%. I don't know 50% of what, but... Honeydew melon, wax gourd, maltose sugar, honeydew melon spice, antioxidant, sodium sulfite E221, FD&C yellow number 5, boom number 1, wheat flour. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can totally eat these.
You can eat those? Okay, because I cannot eat those. They're 110 calories each, too, which is not worth it.
Do we want to save... Okay, giveaway.
Giveaway.
If you want Haw Flakes.
If you like raisins, these might be good for you. I am not a fan of raisins, so I'm never going
to
like those.
I'm going to bring these to work and give them to people at work. And be
terrible.
China candy.
You're like, this is China candy. Try it. Tastes like raisins.
Hey, try this. It's awful.
Oh, are we doing that candy?
Yeah, we're going to try all the candy.
Oh. I bought that candy for you because I already know you like it.
Oh, I didn't have this one before.
Oh.
This is the last one of the ones I got.
Oh, you just get a couple individual ones? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a chalk knot.
I got a dozen of them.
I've heard of chalk knot before.
Full disclosure, I had a couple of these already.
Did you already?
And they're real good. Yeah. All right.
Ingredients. I like these ingredients. Are you ready for the ingredients? Roasted peanuts, cane sugar, milk powder, cocoa powder, and vanilla.
Yeah.
That's some real ass shit right there. So, oh, it's crumbly.
Yeah, it's crumbly. Be careful.
Thank you for warning me. Thank you for warning me about how crumbly this is.
So you open it up like this, and then you pick it
they
up.
They smell familiar.
Yeah.
I've had something like this before.
They remind me of powdered peanut butter. Like the chocolate powdered peanut butter.
That powdered peanut butter is good, though.
That's what this is.
Mmm. Mm-mm. I've had candy like this before.
Mm. It's real good, though.
It almost has the texture of halva.
Yeah.
It's not the taste at all of halva.
It's more dry, though.
But
it's more crumbly than halva.
It has a texture kind of like halva. Mmm. Oh my god, this is so good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get these again.
Holy shit, those are good. What were those called so that people can...
These are called chalk nut. Peanut milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Mm-mm. I know what this tastes like to me. My sister will know what this is. Chocolate no-bake cookies.
Okay.
It tastes exactly like chocolate no-bake cookies.
But less oatmeal.
Without the oatmeal in them.
Huh.
That's what that is.
Yep.
Oh my god.
That's real good.
The oatmeal is the hardest part of a chocolate no-bake cookie.
The what?
The oatmeal is the hardest part of a chocolate no-bake cookie because you gotta like eat the oatmeal. Like, ugh, I guess I'll get some fiber out of this.
I'm gonna try one of these.
Do you ever eat a whole bunch of chocolate no-bake cookies in a row before? You poop a lot the next day.
Do you?
Yeah, you do. I think we need to take a break here for a minute.
Okay.
So that we can bring out our advertisement.
Oh, our advertisement. Yeah, okay.
So go ahead and...
We're going to pause this for a minute. When we come back, it'll be our advertisement. Paid advertisement. Welcome to your paid advertisement.
Paid advertisement.
Paid advertisement.
Thank you to our advertisers for their paid advertisements. We really appreciate it.
Okay, so this is, hands down, the coolest...
I love it to bits and pieces, especially...
It's well-made. It's sturdy.
Despite being...
Very authentic.
I've gotten so many compliments. The sound effect of it.
It's so realistic.
And it turns on?
Does it? I missed that part.
It's almost like...
No. It doesn't. So, that's good.
Well, I bought it as a, you know... It was sort of expensive.
But I don't regret spending the money.
Added bonus, you can hear when anyone else.
Anyone else. Every time.
Thank you to our paid advertiser today.
Paid advertisement.
That's how we keep this podcast coming to you.
I hope you enjoy it, and they are going to give us lots of money.
So many money. More money than any of you have ever given us.
If you want to give us money, you can go to our Patreon that we don't have.
We don't have a Patreon, but we do have a PayPal donate button at ahapodcast.com.
Yeah, if you want to donate there, you can.
Otherwise, we will continue to bring you paid advertisements.
And you will have to listen to them.
I guess you could skip ahead, but they're not a consistent length. What are they doing?
Who knows? Is it 15 seconds?
I don't know either.
Gunter. About a Gunter.
Oh, he did buy a Gunter. All right. Paid advertisement by Gunter.
Gunter, you've got a... Oh. And we're back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our paid advertisement.
Listen.
This is very ASMR. That's what people like when they do ASMR. Like crinkles and shit.
Look at this.
Yeah. I could do an ASMR video. Like with that guy. I'd have to turn off the air and everything, though, and do it at night. Get in a background noise. Right. Okay.
Why is he so crinkled?
Because he's a dog toy.
Is he a dog toy?
He's a dog toy. I don't care.
Caution, not for heavy chewers.
I've known some heavy chewers in my time.
This is not a toy intended for children. This is a product intended for pets.
Yeah, well, I'm not a child or a pet, so I'm fine. Give me him. He's so cute, and he's going on my desk next to my BMO.
Uh-huh.
I like good dare.
Well, I gotta take my doctor.
Oh yeah, you got a fourth doctor.
He's on.
I got a Saul Goodman. I don't know where I'm gonna put these on my desk. I just
better call
my
Saul.
Desk, so there's actually.
Do you have anything else we have to do?
We do. We have to do a crack a pack, and we have to open up a Shopkin.
You wanna go first, or should I?
I think you went first last week, so I'll go first this week.
Okay.
Let me grab my Shopkin.
Oh wait, I have a snack in the meantime while you got that.
God.
I have one more snack. It's a Sina ginger candy. It comes in a cool little box.
Yeah, I brought ginger candy back. I went to Fargo this weekend, hung out with my sister, and went shopping a whole bunch.
These are ooh, that's odd.
And brought back some ginger candy. Okay, so what is this? Is this something where
this is? I've never seen this.
Is this something where I need to have one and you need to have one? Are they separate?
Oh, it's like a jelly. Here, you can have.
Oh, it is. It's like a jelly ginger candy. It's like a gummy.
Mm.
But really chewy.
Mm. It's going to really be hard chewy. To talk with it. Oh, it's so ginger.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
It's very ginger, but it's really chewy.
Mm. And it never stops ginger.
I don't know if this is one you can take to work.
It never stops ginger.
My sister doesn't like ginger. But I like ginger a lot. I like gingerbread.
This is the worst thing that you know on podcasts.
I'm just sticking it to the roof of my mouth and just still talking. All right, well, while you're gingering over there and having a freak out.
Open your thing.
I'm going to open up my Shopkins.
It never stops ginger.
It doesn't stop ginger, that's true. All right, so Bunny, Graveyard Girl, on YouTube did another Shopkins thing today. And she's opened like so many of these now and still has never opened one of the limited edition ones or like the baby ones even.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel too bad for not. I'm just hoping to get something that's not
Does
a
she
duplicate.
Just get, like, sad when she opens them?
No, because she did get a couple new ones today. Okay. She's been doing season 3, and they've been mostly duplicates. Like, everything she's gotten has been a duplicate.
That's
so
too bad.
I can feel this one. It feels like a duplicate. Feels like a churro. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be.
Your churro.
But we'll find out. No, it's not. It's the hot dog. No, French bread.
Oh,
so
that
we got
guy
him
again?
Last week.
Oh, he's a different color.
We got the brown one this week. We got the orange one last time. What was his name?
Frenchy
I don't
remember
Bread. What his name was. Yeah, it was probably like Frenchy Bread or something
Pierre.
Like that.
We call him Pierre.
Pierre Le Bread.
Pierre Le Bread.
Let me open up his thing here. We got so many of his little shopping, like Shopkins lists around.
Guy Lapointe.
I don't think it's Guy Lapointe. Slick Breadstick.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit indeed.
Are they both have the same name? With different colors?
Yeah, the different colors have the same name. Just a different
I don't know why you keep buying these. They're so
I
not creative
I stopped buying
anymore.
Them. I haven't bought them for a while now.
Oh, really? Didn't you say you bought
yeah,
some?
Yeah, well, except that. Oh, it's somebody new!
Who is it?
Crispy Crackers?
Crispy Crack. You wanted Crispy Crackers.
I did! My sister got them yesterday and I was super jealous. I got the one in the red box. I don't think she got the one in the red box. I think she got...
Crispy Crackers.
I think she got a different color one. I just got the blue box one, so I got the red box one. And he is
He's
rare.
Like a Ritz.
Which isn't. Yeah, he looks like Ritz. He's actually really cute. I'm glad I really wanted him.
Crispy crackers.
Today has been a success.
Moose, China. And you can put this on the end of your pencil.
Mm-mm. He's going to go on my plate of food. Because when I was at my sister's, we made some fake candy sushi from a kit from Target.
So you have all these tiny food.
And now I have all these tiny foods and I have a tiny plate.
Okay. That's your two.
That's my two.
Let's do a crack-a-pack.
Crack-pack.
All right, we got Magic Origins today.
We do have Magic Origins.
Which is, you know, pretty soon going to be coming to a close.
No, don't say that. I really like it.
All right.
I like Origins a lot.
Okay, so the first card. Okay, so I can give you one hint besides the name. It could be the mana cost.
Oh, it's cheating though, isn't it?
No. You get a hint.
But I never had a hint before.
Right, but I'm making new rules.
Oh, okay.
I can give you a creature type.
I mean, I'm not going to get
or a card
right.
type.
Uh-huh.
Card type. Mana cost. Rare. Oh, no, you know rarity. These are all common.
Rarity don't matter.
Or I can give you what the card does, and you tell me all the rest
can
of the
stuff.
Can you
give me, if it's a creature, can you give me power toughness?
Sure.
Okay. That might be the only trait to some creatures, but...
Well, I mean...
I guess creature type.
Creature type. All
right, name.
Eye Blight Assassin.
He pokes people in the eye. He does, like, -1/-1 or something like that. Like, 1 point of damage. I used him. He was really good. He's black. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything else about him. That he does a little tiny bit of damage is real annoying.
You know his creature type?
Elf. He's an elf.
There's more. Race and class.
Elf assassin. assassin?
Yeah, there you go. He's a 2-2. But 2-2? Yeah, you got it right. When he enters the battlefield, the creature gets -1/-1 until the turn.
Yay.
Ooh, I like this guy. This guy's one of my favorite creatures. He's very underrated.
Okay.
But I like him a lot. Mage Ring Bully.
Oh, I don't know this one at all. I'm going to say give me a color.
Red.
Red? Mage Ring Bully?
Oh, I can give you the mana cost, and that'll tell you the color. One colorless and a red.
Colorless and a red? Okay, that means he's small, which means he's probably I'm going to say he's a 1-2 that you can, when he enters the battlefield, he does 2 damage target creature.
Nope.
No? What does he do?
He's a 2-2 with prowess.
Okay.
And then he has to attack each turn to Fable.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I forgot to read the flavor text for the last one. For Eyeblood Assassin, the flavor text. Boggart Blood disgusts me almost as much as the foul creatures themselves.
Mm.
See, this is a Lorwyn elf.
Mm-hmm.
The Lorwyn elves hate everything that isn't an elf.
Oh.
Everything else is an eye blight.
Oh, so they're like the,
They're the shitty
elves.
What's
the thing in Skyrim that they hate everybody else? Like the Nords or whatever? They hate everybody else?
The Nords.
They're like, we're white and we don't like the rest of you.
Yeah. The Mage Ring Bully is from Vryn.
Don't be a Redguard in Nordic country.
Yeah. Don't be rude, Beleriand. We just want to enjoy the view with you. So this is the part of the story when Jace was getting taunted by some bullies on top of the ring. They almost knocked him down.
But okay, we gotta speed this up a little bit.
I'm trying to tell you stories.
I know you're trying to tell me stories, but nobody else cares. I do, but nobody else does.
Somebody does.
Somebody does.
Grasp of the Aeromancer.
Tweet us if you care at Aha Podcast.
Nobody
ever tweets. What is that? Nobody ever tweets at us. The only person who ever tweets at us is Mark. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Mark, for tweeting at us.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. I like user interaction. All your friends back home are like, oh yeah, we definitely listen to your podcast, but nobody wants to interact with us.
Yeah. Grasp.
And Sean Bailey likes our stuff on Facebook.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean Bailey.
Thank you, Sean Bailey.
Grasp of the Aeromancer.
I know this one. I should have known this one by now. I still don't know this one. Pass.
It's an aura.
Yep.
It's got Gideon on it.
Yep. I've heard this one so many times. I'm never going to get it right.
Yeah, you enchant creature, gets ++1 when it attacks, you tap a creature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeva's Force Mage.
Oh, I don't know that one. Sounds blue. What's card type?
Creature, Elf Shaman.
Elf Shaman? That's probably not blue. That's green. I'm going to go green. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, it's a green, what was it called?
Yeva's Force Mage.
I'm going to say green and... when it enters the battlefield, return target enchantment from the graveyard. It's a 1/2 for 3 mana. No?
There is a card like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
It's a white one in this set called the Auromancer.
Oh. But I probably know that by now, too.
You have his Force Mage. When it enters the battlefield, the creature gets +2/+2 to end the turn.
Okay.
This guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maritime Guard.
He's white. Probably.
I can give you a hint.
Soldier or something. Cost of the card. Card cost.
A blue and a colorless.
Yeah, all right. I guess maritime because it's water. He's a...
I think it's a she.
She's a 1/2 defender. That doesn't make any sense for blue, but...
1/3. Pretty close.
Not defender, nothing. Though.
No, just 1/3. Read the bones.
Read the Bones is, I think he's scry with that. He's scry 2 or 3. It's a sorcery or an instant. It's one of those. Sorcery. It's black. I think the mana cost is like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh. You're so close. There's a little bit more.
How
about a zip code?
What?
It's like, never mind.
I don't understand. I don't know.
Is there a different name that could be on it? No, you scry 2, then you draw 2 cards, and then you lose 2 life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Fairy Miscreant.
I see what you did there. Fairy Miscreant, green. Kills everybody on your party.
Nope. He's blue and he cuts pages out of a book because he's a dick.
Oh, what an asshole.
Look at him. He's being a jerk.
He is. He's cut him right out. You cannot cut pages out of a book. That's like a cardinal rule. You did it at the library. They're going to charge you.
One fairy distracts the judge while a second steals the law.
What does he do? You didn't say anything else about
this. Oh, he's one flying when he enters the battlefield. If you have another fairy miscreant, you draw a card.
Ah.
Nissa's Pilgrimage.
Green.
Good start.
Yeah, I know. Search your deck for a basic land. And then sacrifice the enchantment to do it.
Okay,
something.
No.
No?
Yeah, search for two basic forest cards, reveal them, and put one on the battlefield and one in your hand, then shuffle.
Oh. I was actually decently close on that. I made up that last part because I knew something else would happen, but it wasn't anything like that.
Enlightened ascetic.
Oh, I don't know. Color?
It looks like he's from Theros.
Casting cost?
He's a white and a colorless. He's a cat monk.
It does sound more like Theros.
It looks like Theros.
I got nothing, dude. What is it?
The 1/1 when he enters the battlefield, destroy target enchantment.
You see him. Yeah, that feels really out of place in this set.
Well, no, I mean, Theros is, that's where Gideon's from.
I know, but it still feels out of place.
Girapur Gearcrafter.
Girapur?
Girapur Gearcrafter. I'll give you a hint.
Can you spell that? Can you use it in a
he
sentence?
He looks like Kamael.
Oh, that guy! I'm never gonna get it, but it's the Kamael card. I don't know.
He makes an artifact. He makes a Thopter. He's 2/1. Makes a Thopter.
Can you give me another one of those cookies? The good ones, not the melon ones.
Pink cookies?
Yeah, pink cookies. I like those guys.
Magmatic Insight.
Magmatic Insight?
Yeah. Like magma.
Yeah, I know. Red?
Liquid hot magma.
Creature type. Or card type, please.
Sorcery.
Sorcery.
One red mana. Chief among the tenets of Purphoros is that one must destroy in order to create.
I'm going to say sacrifice a land to draw a card.
That's fairly close.
Okay.
Discard a land and draw 2 cards.
Oh, wow.
Fiery Conclusion.
Oh, are we going to know, like, the good cards now?
These are the uncommons, yes. Mm.
That's why I never heard of them.
As an additional cost to cast Fiery Conclusion, sacrifice a creature. It costs a red mana and a colorless. What's the rest?
Target opponent takes 4 damage.
That's close. 5 damage to a creature.
Okay.
Undercity Troll.
It's probably real ugly. You're all ugly?
Yep.
I'm going to say he's black, and he's a 4/4, and he has to attack each turn, and he gets -0/-1 after attacking every turn.
He has Renown.
Okay.
You can regenerate him, because all trolls and magic regenerate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's one of their things.
Even if you kill him with fire?
You just gotta pay mana to regenerate them, generally.
Mm.
Alright. Then we have a rare.
Are there things that get -0/-1 at the end of turn or beginning of turn?
No, they're not anymore.
Why not? I like that.
We have a planeswalker.
We do? Which one?
Chandra, Fire of Calabash.
Oh, I like Chandra. I don't know anything about what she does. Don't even try. She does so much shit. She's two-sided.
There's the back of her. Whenever you cast a red spell, untap her. And you can tap her to deal a damage to a player. If she's dealt 3 or more damage this turn, exile her, then return to the battlefield transformed.
All right. And what's our very special important card?
Planeswalker placeholder card.
Planeswalker placeholder.
I'm going to sleeve this up. This goes in my Tiny Leader's binder.
Sure
do.
Folks, that's the end of the podcast.
It's the end of the podcast.
No, that'll happen already. Any parting words?
We ran out of stuff to talk about.
We didn't. We could keep talking, but we're at like almost 50 minutes, so we should
it's
shut up.
It's the end of
No,
the
stop.
Pod.
They're going to hear that song already.
But I'm singing it wrong.
Not really, though.
But I'm trying to sing it
out of
key. Because
you're not tone deaf. So you can't. It's really hard.
Bang, bang, into the room! It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.